Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Volleyball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Volleyball. The Tigers are back on the road. Long bus trip coming up to Kentucky after going to South Carolina. Joined, of course, by Tigers head coach Brent Crouch. The two matches at South Carolina, and we saw it in the two matches, I thought, as well against Florida. Your team was better the second day than it was the first. What do you attribute to the improvement you see from the first match to the second match in these first 2 weeks, Coach?
Well, we treated the morning before the second match pretty much the same in both situations. We watched video of the match the night before. There were no real scouting things we were looking at. We were looking entirely at our side. Did we execute the things that we want to execute? Look, here we did. We scored points. We knew we would if we did this thing. We knew, for example, we would score points if we set our middles against South Carolina, and we knew we'd score points if we dumped the ball, and we knew we'd score points if we set the right side because they would just send double blockers against the outside hitters. We knew all that going into the South Carolina match, but we didn't pass particularly great against them the first night. And we didn't do our bunch read blocking system very well against South Carolina the first night. So the second day we watched video and we said, hey, look, we told you we'd score points if we set the middles and the rights. And look, we did. We just didn't do it enough. Let's do it more. And look, we got to get back to doing, you know, we got to make a step forward with how we do our read blocking. And those are the two themes. And then we played that night, and I think Lauren Durrell went off on the right side and hit like 500 with, I don't know how many kills, double digit kills. We passed a little better, and then we, you know, set a record blocking. So, it's just one foot in front of the other of just, you know, watching the video, make the changes, let's go. But it wasn't a scouting report change. It was entirely about, can we execute the things we want to do already and do them at a higher and higher level every match? And when they get to see that it works, and then when they don't do the things that we're asking them to do and it doesn't, it sends a message pretty quick. And I was really happy with the way they responded. And we had a chance to win that match Thursday night.
What do you attest the improved blocking from the first match to the second match? Because it was a record-setting day as far as blocking was concerned in that second match at South Carolina.
Yeah, you know, it was really, again, it had nothing to do with a scouting report at all. It had to do with, so for example, in some scouting reports, you might, you know, do some tactics where you send multiple blockers to certain hitters. Okay. And this is when you're doing that, you're more or less guessing, you know, using some trends like, hey, they like to set this player in the rotation, so we'll send more blockers over there. But, you're still just kind of guessing because they may not actually do that right in a game. So we don't like to do that very much. We want to teach our blockers how to read situations, you know, so we want to see what the pass looks like on the other side of the net. Is it a good pass? Is it a bad pass? Is it a perfect pass? Is it going in a certain direction? And then we know setters like to set certain things based on where those passes go. So there's a lot of reading involved and there's a lot of discipline involved. And again, it's very different than what the system was in the past. And so learning how to read all the situations is not, it's not something you get good at in a day. You know, it takes time. And we weren't great reading that first night. We weren't bad. It wasn't like it was worse than it was against Florida. It was kind of the same, but I'm like, look at all these blocks we're leaving on the table. Just read more here, read more here. Stop guessing. Stop thinking they're going to set here and just go where the set goes. And to their credit, they were like, yeah, let's do that. And they were much more disciplined. And we measure all this stuff with stats and we were reading at a much higher level versus South Carolina. And I don't think no one was planning on getting 17 blocks in four sets, but I mean, I thought we could have got 30 if we would have read even a little bit better. So they were, I think, excited to see that the once they're playing the system that we're trying to do, and as they get a little bit better at it each time, the blocking numbers go way up.
All right, you're halfway through the fall schedule now, Coach. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing improvement with your ball club, especially running the system that you have brought in for this team to use now?
Yeah, well, I think it's statistically, we're third in the conference in blocks per set. All right, I think we were, I don't know, we might have been last year. So You know, there's just tangible evidence and records being broken there. So I'm very happy with where that's heading. I think we're learning how to play defense quicker than some other teams that I've coached. Maybe the quickest of any team I've coached so far. And that's great. And that'll continue moving in the right direction. The hitting numbers overall have not been great offensively, but there's been flashes of it, especially in the second night versus South Carolina, where I think we had one point in the match, I think we were hitting over 300. We ended up not that high. We tailed off as the match went on. But with Jackie healthy and back in the lineup and running the system fast, you know, the sets to the hitters are very quick. They're faster than South Carolina. They're faster than anybody I've actually seen in the SEC so far, as I'm watching video. And we distributed the ball all over the place. And if we're going fast and we're distributing across the net, and we have multiple hitters available, the offense is going to start taking off, and it did in a couple of those sets. So, I'm seeing we're scoring more points, and we're moving in the right direction. We got a tough test this week against Kentucky, but you know, I think the wins are going to start coming. You know, they're going to start coming.
Kentucky is the next matches or the next set of matches for the Tigers in Lexington on the 7th and the 8th. You take a look at this fall schedule, and you didn't catch a lot of breaks as far as the teams you're playing. You're playing some of the best, not only teams in the SEC, you're playing some of the best teams in the country, and Kentucky is one of those teams.
Yeah, they're very physical, very athletic. They do some really good things out there. Some people are giving them votes as the number one team in the country right now. There's a new poll coming out this week, and I know they're going to get some first place votes. We can look at it two ways, right? And one, it's going to be hard to get a win against a team that's that good at this point and where we are in our development. On the other hand, I want to play the best teams all the time. And then you really get to measure yourself against, you know, what the goals are and what the standards are. And sometimes you can get lulled into thinking you're doing some things okay when you're playing some teams that aren't great, and it can slow your development a little bit. And, you know, the goal at the end is get as good as we possibly can. And you don't get that way by playing teams other than the best. So we're happy we're playing good teams, and it's fine with me. We're playing them right now.
You talked about Florida being a physical team, and you mentioned how physical Kentucky is. What's the key against the physical teams that you're playing, including UK this week, Coach?
Yeah, a big key is serving. If you can serve aggressively and knock them off the net a little bit, where they're not passing balls right up to the net and they're running a fast offense, that makes it difficult. But if we can get them passing balls 12 feet off the net, mm-hmm. we actually have some size. You know, we've got some kids that are 6'3", 6'4". And if they're just setting high balls to the antennas because they can't run, you know, their normal offense, then we're going to score some points because we're a good blocking team, and we'll slow some people down even when they're that athletic. So that's a big key. Serving is going to be really important. And then just the flip side of that is we need to receive really well. We are not a team at this point where we've got some hitters at the antennas that are, you know, up so high and so powerful where we can just kind of chuck a ball up to them and just let them go to work. You know, we need to be running a system offense. And if we can do that, I know we can get some points because it's fast enough where, you know, even if they're athletic, they can't cover everything. It's just too much net to cover. So the serve pass game, that'll be it.
Wish all the best this week. Safe travels. And we'll talk to you again next week, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Brent Crouch on This Week in Auburn Volleyball.